What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Salt Shack Podcast. My name is Bryce, aka Bruce and Jablanca, and I'm here with
Caleb or WarMonkey 75.
We're back, baby.
We are back.
It's been since like August 5th or something since we actually recorded a video for the pod. Because Paulie's episode came out late August.
Hey.
But we've been busy. We've been cooking. We've been watching hella movies. 50 to be exact.
50. 83 hours?
83 hours. In fact, I'm going to explain to you what's going on today right now.
Hopefully you saw the trailer. That's why you're here. Or
you
just...
didn't, go follow the Instagram. Do it.
We're on it.
It's free to follow. You can see our fantasy posts, too, if you're into that kind of stuff. Because I've been lacking on the fantasy episodes, but they're on the Instagram. So, me and Caleb, on September 6th, started watching movies pretty much every single day for 54 days straight. But we have 50 movies. And on, I'd say, like, September 4th, or 5th, maybe, we made a list of like 125 movies, horror movies that we liked or wanted to watch, and put them into categories. And for pretty much every day since then, we would randomize between those movies and watch one. 50 of them, to be exact.
Yep.
Some days we do two, just because we were busy on other days, but... 50 movies. I have them in order. I am preparing to say all of them right now. Before I do that, though, here are some quick facts for you that I wrote down for fun.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4. We watched 9 different decades of horror movies. Oh. 9. 20s, 30s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010s, 2020 movies. And over half of them were 2020, 2010 movies.
Oh.
But we expanded a little bit. Maybe next year we'll do more. But yeah. So, in order, this might take a quick second. I'm probably going to speed it up for everyone else, because it's literally just me reading all the movies in order, pretty much. In order. I'm not going to say what day we watched, and maybe we can talk about it when we actually talk about the movie. But, yeah. In order. The Exorcist. Nosferatu. Halloween. Babadook. Hell House LLC. Carrie. Choose or Die. His House, American Psycho, Creep, Creep 2, The Pogebsky Tapes, The Visit, Reanimator, Skinamarink, The Babysitter, The Babysitter 2, Get Out, Cabin in the Woods, Candyman, The Descent, I See You, The Thing, Goosebumps, Saw, The Bride of Frankenstein, The Fly, Evil Dead Rise, Black Phone, Psycho, Trick or Treat, Black Christmas, Us, Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, Insidious, Nope, Nightmare on Elm Street, Scream, The Ritual, The Strangers, The Conjuring, Malignant, Friday the 13th, Five Nights at Freddy's, Dr. Sleep, Barbarian, Run, Alien, The Shining, Freddy vs. Jason. Watched all of them. Gave them instant rankings on our phone. And then, now we're going to rank all 50 of them. To preface, if you haven't understood what I've said, this is not all horror movies. This is just the 50 we watched. So don't expect, like, if you're like, where's the Silence of the Lambs? Or something like that. We didn't watch it.
We didn't watch it.
So we're not ranking it. So don't get mad at us if we're missing one of your favorite movies.
Yeah.
Suggest them. And then we'll watch them next year for our 2024 horror marathon.
It's on the list. It just didn't get picked
There's
from
so
the
many
random
left.
Number generator.
Like, I'm pretty sure we ended off with like 80 plus movies still on our list that we didn't get to. So,
like, Cabinet of Dr. Caligari, absolute classic. Just didn't land on him.
Yeah. No. But I will say we did get to a lot of iconic horror movies. We got a lot of movies I've been wanting to watch that I haven't watched yet.
Many of those.
A lot of classics, a lot of new movies. So, as I said in the teaser, if you haven't seen the teaser, go watch it. I put a lot of time into it. But this is a 5-part series. So we're going to do 50 through 41 today and then go from there. Because it would be a long-ass video if we did all 50 in one day. So
yeah. That, and I started with like 10, then 9.9, 9.8, 9.7, 9.6, and went all the way down to like 5.1 or whatever it ended at. It's like these bottom 10, I didn't really give like a 2 or a 3. It was just like what it was in the next order.
I went all the way down to 0.1. I did 10 to 0.1. I didn't rank anything 0.1.
Okay.
But I put every number between 10 to 0.1 with the points. Okay. So, like the preface, we aren't going to be in this area this video because this is our bottom 10 of the 50 we watched. But from like 35 to 20 is like 5 to 7 range for me, I think. So, and I also like to put out one more disclaimer before we start. We are not film critics. We have our own opinions. If you don't like our opinion, tell us yours in the comments down below. But we might not agree on everything. And I have some boiling hot takes on my list that I'm sure will piss you off. So
I can already expect a couple of them.
But without further ado, our top 50 horror movie list. I was not nice. Just being honest. I gave everything what I truly thought and deserved what they got.
Yeah.
So, number 50, with a 1.5 out of 10, I have Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. This movie fucking sucked. So bad. Like, the actors were all so bad. It was really promising. Like, for a funny horror movie, it was really promising at the beginning. They sacrificed Eeyore. Spoiler warning, we're going to be talking about spoilers.
We're
going to
spoil every single one. We're going to go in depth.
Every single movie we're going to spoil.
I'll just say it. My number 50 is Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. This movie was so bad.
I'd be shocked if you didn't have it there.
Yeah.
What do you rate it as?
Let's see. I'm trying to find it on the original doc. But I believe it was around like a 2 or a 3.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, there's really just not much to say about this movie. And when I look at my phone, I'm looking at the notes I took when we initially watched this movie. Winnie the Pooh, October 10th. What the fuck? That was my entire description of that movie.
Yeah, Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, 3 out of 10. Script was bad. Characters also sucked. Best part was the creative killing. Like, they had some cool, like, wood chipper kills. Like,
that's about it, though.
Yeah. Besides that, it was just and boring to watch.
Miserable. For a short movie, too. It was crawling. It was miserable to get through.
Yeah. Pooh, like, drooled the whole time. And he was also, like, a tank compared to Piglet. Piglet got hit by, like, a sledgehammer and just died. It was like, oh, okay.
The final fight sucked. Christopher Robin just disappeared at one point for like 50 minutes of the movie.
Yeah. There's a part where like Pooh walks through the house and she's like there's two of the girls upstairs and he's like walking and they're behind him with a gun on like an upper level that they could have just popped him in the back of the head, but they just don't. It's like like classic bad decision making, but this was painful.
Yeah, no. Bad decision making, awful friends. The one
Yeah.
girl that just never showed up, they just stopped caring about
Yeah.
by halfway through the movie.
The coolest part was like the first 10 minutes, which had like which was the backstory.
The like drawing lore was like promising.
Yeah.
That was about like a point of the 1.7 out of 10 I gave it. And then the 0.7 was the kills. Everything else, just dock points
Yeah,
every single time.
it was like one of those movies where it's like, you know, like might as well watch it. Like this could be really cool. Don't waste your time.
I don't want to say I went into it thinking it was going to be bad because I think obviously it was going to be bad, but I didn't think it was going to be that bad.
This is a movie I probably wouldn't want to rewatch.
I'm not wasting my time with that ever again.
Yeah.
No, it's just not worth it in
Like,
the slightest.
I don't even want to show people the movie. I like.
Like, literally, Forrest was like, "Oh, I wanted to watch that movie," and I said, "Don't. Don't waste your time." And he said, "Well, I still want to watch it." I'm like, "No."
He's gonna watch it and go, man, that was such a waste of time.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, it was.
Like when we watched it, I was like, I highly doubt anything's gonna beat this out for last place. There is, I'm not gonna say anything, never mind. Let's just say the person that, or the movie that was in last before got jumped severely. Yeah.
Yeah, as soon as we watched this, I was like, oh.
Yeah, no. Awful, bad. Don't waste your time. It's not even like funny bad. It's just bad, bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just a movie I'd never watch again.
Next up, at 49, the bottom kind of tough to like figure out where I wanted to go or like what direction I wanted to go in with some of
Yeah.
them. I when we went into this, I told you it was a shitter. But man, do I wanna I wish I liked this movie more. There's just not many redeeming qualities about this movie. And that's Choose or Die. I have a 3 out of 10 for Choose or Die. Cool concept. The concept of like you picking up a video game pretty much and then having to pretty much do everything it says or like bad shit happens. Cool idea.
Yeah.
It just didn't hit very well. The acting wasn't great.
Yeah.
Like the ending, while it was like cool, like it all like came back together, it was just like I didn't care enough about it.
Yeah.
And then like the main guy dies and just like towards the end, which was just like what the fuck.
Yeah.
Like, and then it came up to the girl, and like the only redeeming thing about it, like the ending at least, is now the girl, main girl, is like the master of the game. Like they have to come to her now or whatever, but
Yeah.
like I don't know, it just reminded me of that episode of fucking Smosh where they were voodoo dolls and just beating the shit out of each other through their voodoo dolls.
Yeah.
That was pretty much Choose or Die. So, yep, that's what I gotta say about that.
Yeah, like it was good. I remember there was no like giant rat reveal.
That was frustrating.
Yeah. Biggest takeaway is not seeing the giant rat.
Yeah.
But my 49th, The Descent. Cave diving gone wrong. Not a huge fan of it. Like, the things they fought in the cave were cool, but it's kind of exactly what you'd expect. It's just like a little golem being, and obviously they're blind because they've been stuck in a cave, but they've got great hearing, and there's just a bunch of them.
What'd you give it out of 10?
But it's kind of silly to say it was hard to relate to, but I don't like being in caves, so it was, I don't know. Being able to like relate to a scary movie is kind of a huge part of it, because if you can't relate to it, how is it supposed to be scary? I give it a 4 out of 10. Yeah, I just didn't really care for the story or the characters that much. Like, I being stuck in a cave is definitely scary though, but that's also just annoying.
I shockingly enough, I'll get to that movie pretty soon here.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you have anything else to say about it or not.
Yeah. Also, I wrote bad jump scares.
They weren't very good.
I, um,
That was the one thing that like they should have really relied on, 'cause dark,
yeah.
scary.
Yeah.
They can hear you, so you should get jump scared by them. Well, yeah, like I said, I'll get to more of my thoughts on that pretty quickly here. So,
Yeah.
but yeah. Number 48. 48 and 47, very close, but I picked this one over it because it just really pissed me off. 3.5 out of 10, I have The Strangers. That movie fucking pissed me off. And it's like, yeah, it would suck if like three random people started picking on you and just destroying your house and shit
Yeah.
just because you were home. But it's just because you're home. That was their whole
Yeah.
reasoning for doing anything they did to the fucking couple. It had a really good start. It was really compelling. She denied marriage
The
with this
failed
guy. Yeah.
proposal?
Like, actually, like, kind of different.
Like, that's so awkward.
So awkward. And then two, like, scary people to start showing up to the house. That's good.
Yeah.
And then suddenly, it's just a really shitty chase scene for like an hour straight. And then you find out they just did it because they were home. And that was literally it. There was
Yeah.
no compelling reason of why. Me and Caleb were watching it going, oh, here's my prediction. Here's my prediction. Like, the guy hired them to kill her, but he
Yeah.
said no. Da da da. Like, stuff like that. Nope. Just because they're home. Like,
Yeah.
home invasion with no premise, pretty much. Kind of shit.
I'll be getting to it soon.
I bet.
So.
Because that was one of the movies I was really looking forward to watch that I hadn't seen yet, because I'd seen good things about it. But man, that was disappointing.
Yeah.
I said, what the hell, man? That was really good until the ending. Maybe I'm dumb and missing something, but God, that's literally all I wrote. I was just so frustrated after watching that, honestly, because I was like, I feel like I'm missing something, but you're really not. It's literally just they killed them because they were home. They answered the
Yeah.
door. Another thing that pissed me off is that their door didn't have a peephole or anything.
It
No
was a
window.
huge door, and it was like, yeah, there's like no way to look at who was standing there.
Yeah. And then, shocker, the same scary bitch came back three times. And then suddenly, things were breaking in the house. And
Yeah.
wow, weird. Crazy. Maybe you shouldn't just open the door at 4 o'clock in the morning or whatever time it was. I know it was super early in the morning based off what they were talking about, so.
Yeah.
But, yep, The Strangers, dog shit.
This next movie, I originally gave it like a 7 out of 10, but when I made the full ranking, I went, eh,
Okay.
I'm not gonna watch this movie again. And There's even instructions how to watch this movie.
Yep, okay.
Completely in the dark. Don't even talk during it. Skinamarink. I wrote, I can see why people don't like it in 2022. We always are surrounded by constant moving pictures and attention spans are very low. But this movie is too damn slow. This, by definition of a horror movie, is like the most. Like, looking at it from a critic's point of view, like, this is a horror movie. There's no, like, feel good parts of it. It's just, like, a scary thing to watch. But I'm never gonna watch it again. It was so. I was just kind of bored. You, like, never see the kids' faces. The story is, like. Why? Like, there's no. Like, there's no real answer to anything. And just their doors and windows disappear. It's like, okay. And. There's no like climax to the movie either. It just kind of and then it ends.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay.
What'd you get out of 10?
I'd give it like a 3.2.
So it's even lower than the Descent. Give the Descent a 4.
4.2.
Okay.
Yeah, it just from a personal point of view, I'm never gonna watch it again. From a critic point of view, it's great. But I'm not sitting through that movie again. I just can't.
Yeah, that's fair enough. You like kind of scared me when you first said that, and then I realized exactly what you're talking about pretty much pretty quickly after
Yeah.
that. Okay, at 47 with a 3.7 out of 10, I have The Descent. Wow, this movie was dead last for a while there for me. I notched it up kind of last second. It wasn't last night. We finished last night. We watched two movies last night, but it wasn't last night. It was like maybe a week ago. It initially had a 1.8 out of 10 for me, but it gained about 2 points. Mostly just because of the fact that like the whole premise of like getting stuck in a cave would fucking suck.
Yeah.
Like if I was in their shoes, I would be so mad. Like, but like the issue with The Descent is it has a good like horror factor, if that makes sense. But I just disliked the characters so much that it was distracting to even like really think about what I would do in the situation.
Yeah.
Like, they made it far for what they had. Like, I can't even remember their names at this point. It's been a while. But like the main girl that like pretty much just got them in that situation to be the first person to go cave diving or whatever in that cave was just
Yeah.
like, why?
Also, I'm not like super claustrophobic, and that would be a terrible movie for someone who
Yeah.
is, which I definitely could see that be that audience being like, "Oh man, this is like a 9 out of 10," but it's like not one of my fears, so.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I'm claustrophobic, but if I was stuck in a cave like that, I'd probably freak out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the characters just suck, and the ending blows
I was just
ass.
about to mention the ending. There's like two different endings. One where she makes it out and gets like this little PTSD thing of seeing her dead friend. Or there's one where the cave closes on her and it's presumed she never makes it out.
Both suck ass. They're
Yeah.
so bad, both of
Yeah.
them. Yeah, I mean, I don't really have much else to say. You pretty much went over most of it. The characters suck. I like cannot preface that enough. And you might call me a hater for that, but I truly dislike all of them. And a lot of people think it's really good. Like, I think the average rating is like a 3.8 out of 10 or 5, which is like a 8. But like, I don't know. I'm not gonna force myself to like it because other people like it.
Yeah.
I just remember sitting there, and we. I'll get into another point of what might have ruined it for us too in a different video, if that makes sense. But we were like, we made popcorn, and like, we were like taking, like, we took like two breaks, I think, and we noticed that the time had only gone by like 5 minutes.
Oh yeah.
And we were like, no fucking way have we only watched 5 minutes in that span. Like, it was just so like, and I get it. Like, there's suspenseful horror, like, where you just like, just walking around for a bit, or like, in this point, they were in the cave, just like making their way around the cave.
Yeah.
But it did not hit for me. It didn't land. It just sucked. So, yeah, that's all I'm gonna say about The Descent. I'm done talking about it.
This is a goofy movie. Got The Visit. I didn't really like this movie. There's ton of like memeable moments in it. Grandma ass cheek. That's goofy.
Yeah.
But it was just kind of annoying. The germaphobe thing from the little brother was like they like hinted at it, but I feel like they could have done something much bigger with it, but they didn't. And it didn't even matter in the end when the grandpa like put his poop on his face. He was like, whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, so it's not like real. It's just like, oh, you don't like germs. It's not like I can't have germs on me, otherwise I'm gonna freak out.
Yeah.
Which that was a bit confusing. The part with the shotgun is funny.
That really caught me off guard.
Yeah.
I literally, so when Caleb and me watched this, Caleb's first time watching it. I have watched The Visit multiple times before that, and I had never heard that line, and it really fucking had me giggling for a second, because that just
Yeah.
really caught me off guard.
The grandpa has a shotgun in his mouth and he's like, I
Just
was just
cleaning
pleading it.
it. With
What?
both barrels just shoved down his throat. Like,
Yeah.
Jesus
Like,
Christ.
okay.
Yeah.
But the redeeming quality about it is the ending. And like not in finding out that the grandparents weren't their grandparents the whole time. That was a great twist. But also like the whole like get in the oven to clean it bit, I was like, all right, it's getting old. Like, come on, grandma, stop.
Yeah.
But it was like you didn't realize that like you'd never seen your grandparents before. I mean, with their relationship with their mom and then the grandparents is like that makes sense, but it's like you really haven't seen pictures of them
Yeah.
before.
At 46 with a 4 out of 10, I have Skinamarink.
Yeah.
This one might be the biggest mover on my list throughout the months that we've been watching, or 2 months, whatever. Because we watched this very early on in our marathon, probably like the first 10 movies, I think.
Yeah.
Right after watching it, I was like, damn, that was a waste of fucking time. Like, wow, that was crazy. Like,
Yeah.
mad almost, like how stupid it was.
Yeah. Obviously,
very unsettling, like, videos. Just like the old cartoons, like, everything that happened was just overall unsettling, it seemingly. Like, probably the scariest scene of the entire thing was like when the dad and the mom were on the bed, just like randomly like disappearing and appearing, and
Yeah.
like, but this would have probably been like a 2 out of 10. But then I watched MatPat film theory about Skinamarink,
Yeah.
explained it, and went, oh, that's cool. So I bumped it. I went to like 6 out of
Yeah.
10 because I was like, okay, it's cool. Like the whole story is like the kid falling at the beginning down the stairs was like the only thing that really happened. And like the entire thing after was the kid in like a coma, and that's what he saw because there's no windows or doors. He can't leave his mind. He can't see anyone's face because he's in a coma. And then apparently MatPat's theory is like the dad left because he couldn't handle it anymore. So that's why the dad just randomly disappeared.
Okay.
And the mom like couldn't like stay there anymore. She had to work, so she left. And then when the sister died or whatever, she just like couldn't be there anymore for him anymore either. Whatever. I don't need to explain. If you want to go watch it, go watch it. Or like the film theory of it, go watch it. But so I bumped it to a 6. And then I went, I didn't know that until I watched MatPat's theory.
Yeah.
So I bumped it back down to whatever. I gave it like a 3.7 or whatever. A 4. Yeah, Skinamarink Ink. The
Yeah.
thing with Skinamarink Ink though that I will say, I unlike Winnie the Pooh, I would recommend watching it. Just for fun. Like,
Yeah.
and I do truly believe that the rules matter. Like the in the dark, no talking, pretty much, because it adds to it a
It
lot.
does.
Because if you just watch in the like with your lights on and you're just talking to your friends, it's gonna be dog shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't really think of it highly in the first place, but like obviously if you're not really like in the zone, like it's not that creepy because you're like so enthralled with like what's going on. So yeah.
It's definitely like a new branch or a new way to like just kind of watch it, especially with other people. Yeah, definitely turn your lights off for it. It's a good take, but I've seen it once. I don't need to see it again.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that.
This next movie, the only thing I remember from it was the like absolute bonkers end scene. It was the cabin in the woods, with Chris Evans.
Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Would you give it a 10?
It's like a 5 out of 10. I said the movie felt like a fever dream. I liked the whole higher power thing, but the ending was bad and the characters also sucked. It was like packed full of like horror references and other horror characters, because they go to a cabin and then they find all these relics that's summon different horror entities, and then like people bet on it.
Scary movie Squid Game.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
It was all right. Like, mostly the characters just didn't do it for me. They were all pretty bad. But it was cool. I'd probably watch it again.
It's a popcorn movie.
Yeah.
It, yeah.
It's not scary.
No.
Not at all.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I haven't mentioned it yet, so I'll talk about it. But yeah, I mean, it was just Evil Dead with like different things instead of just
Yeah.
one thing. Like, and obviously, it's supposed to be a horror comedy because like the people summoning shit were like funny and whatnot, so
Yeah.
yeah.
Besides that, I don't really like have a ton to say about it.
This one really, it kind of made me sad I had to put it this low, but I like it's tough. I know why we watched it, but it was tough. The 4.5 out of 10, I have Goosebumps. Not scary in the slightest, obviously.
Yeah.
It was a kid's movie. And I just have really good memories of watching that as a kid because Jack Black obviously is in it. The
Yeah.
main actor from 13 Reasons is in it. I don't know. It was a cool idea, obviously. Goosebumps, cool.
Yeah.
Like, he unlocked all the books. They ran free. They had to save everyone. Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, if there's one movie out of all 50 that we've watched that just, like, don't match up with the others, it was this one. So.
Yeah, it's a feel-good horror movie.
Yeah.
Like you watch it and you're feeling good after.
Like, I sat my happy ass down to watch this when we chose it with a bowl of popcorn and twiddled my feet on the edge of the bed. That's about how that movie went for me.
Yeah, it's a good movie. Definitely rewatchable.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have a Blu-ray. I'm not hating. I'm just like, this is just weird. Like, it's a weird placement. It's a weird time to talk about this movie,
Not
but
scary at
yeah,
all.
no, not at
Not
all.
a horror movie. But if you're looking for something like easily entertainable, go ahead and watch Goosebumps.
Yeah, I mean, there's like the scary movie marathon, and then there's the spooky Halloween movie marathon, and it's
Yeah.
definitely on the spooky Halloween movie marathon compared to
Yeah.
the scary movie marathon. So, and that's why we didn't call it either or, because it's just Halloween's horror marathon, whatever.
Yeah.
So, we opened a lot of, yeah. That's all I gotta say about it.
That's fair. Let me find my out of 10 for this next one. What
You're
did I give?
bullshit.
What did I give the last one?
Oh, five.
Five. We'll give this a 5.1.
Okay.
We got The Strangers. I'm happy that you also put it really low, 'cause I didn't. I was like, I could see people liking this maybe, but eh. You basically talked about the highs and lows of it. The like proposal gone wrong, like uh-oh. That doesn't usually happen, and now it's awkward. And then them coming back to the house, and he had it all prepared for a lovely night, roses everywhere. And it's like, oh God, like this is kind of
Yeah.
unbearable in a good way. And then they were forced to like survive with each other.
They
And
clearly loved each other. I don't know
yeah.
what bullshit she was on saying no. Like, she, by the end of the movie, she was fucking wearing the ring. Like,
And they killed their friend, which was so predictable.
yeah, I was so ready for that shit to happen.
Yeah. And the ending was weird with the two, like it showed the ending first and then it went through the movie
I have no idea how that relates in the
with
slight, like the slightest,
like
honestly.
the two Catholic boys are like religious boys on the bikes, and they're like, I don't know, it was just here when we got here, or something like that. And they're talking to the police, and then it goes
Yeah.
through the movie, and then it kind of like shows how they got there. And they like go back into the house, and the ex-fiance goes, and it's like, and then it
She starts
ends.
screaming,
Yeah,
yeah. That
it's
was
like,
so fucking stupid.
so like she didn't die?
I could be wrong. Also, one thing I'm gonna rant about while I'm looking this shit up. The face reveal, like, not really happening, also really fucking pissing me
Yeah.
off. So yeah, there is a sequel to The Strangers. But that's what I wanted to look at. I wanted to see if there's another one or not.
Sure.
But
It
I
was.
felt like I was really like shitting on it, putting that low. But like the more I talk about it, it kind of deserved it. So
Yeah.
I don't know if you have anything else to say about
No.
that. Okay.
Yeah.
I am not looking forward to this one. This is really gonna piss you off, like severely.
Okay.
Don't even want to fucking look at you when I say it. With a 4.8 out of 10, I have
I
Nosferatu.
knew this was gonna be extremely low.
Oh, wow.
I know exactly what you're gonna say too.
What am I gonna
You're
say?
gonna say it was boring as hell, and it was hard to pay attention to.
I wouldn't say it. It was too boring. It was definitely really boring, but I'm not against subtitles, but it's legitimately a silent film. Like, you had to read everything that was
Yeah.
going on. The only thing that saved it from not being even lower is the cultural impact of this movie. Obviously, extremely impactful.
Extremely influential.
Obviously, Dracula, extremely iconic horror villain,
Yeah.
and this representation of it's extremely, the ending pissed me off. It was really fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Like, literally was running through the streets, and then suddenly the son caught him in the house and killed him. Okay. The nut job in the fucking jail pissed me off. Like, the shut up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not in the right spot to really rank this movie because I'm not a film critic. If I'm a film critic, this is probably in the top 10. Or if you have a like if you love just Dracula in general, it's probably higher for you.
Yeah.
But I don't have any attachment to Dracula. I don't have any attachment to this movie. So, yeah. Sorry. I know it's gonna piss a lot of people off, but I'm not gonna be fake for this,
No, this is
so
fair.
yeah.
I'd say that most people that like enjoy like a solid classic horror movie probably isn't one of the ones that most people would enjoy. You can watch it in double speed and get the same exact experience. Like every single shot takes forever.
Yeah.
But it was also made in 1922.
Yeah, that
And
was our 1920s movie.
yeah, that you just gotta appreciate what they did with it and what they had. I'll save a lot of my information on it for when it comes up for
Yeah,
me, but
you have a lot more to say about this
yeah.
movie than I do. So, yeah.
Let's see. The next with like a 5.4. I got goosebumps. Like I've been saying, it's a feel-good horror movie. Not scary at all. But if you're with like children, it's like, oh, like I can show them this movie. Like this won't leave a lasting impact on these kids for the rest of their lives because it's so scary.
Yeah, I mean, when I watched it as a kid, I thought it was actually a cool ass concept. So,
Yeah, and I'm a huge Jack Black fan. He's awesome.
yeah.
But yeah, it was good. I also really like Slappy, just
Yeah, he's
Slappy villain.
iconic.
Yeah. But we kind of talked about most of it already.
There isn't really much to talk about. Like, if you want to
No.
watch it, just go watch it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really have much to spoil about it. Like, it doesn't impact my rating on it. It's just the fact that it's not that scary. It's for children, clearly. So,
Yeah.
all right, number 43. This is actually tied with 42, but I have numbers that tied with each other. I tried my best to have separate rankings throughout it just so
Yeah.
it was different, but I have a couple ties. I just didn't like this one as much as 52, so that's why it's lower. But with a 5 out of 10 at 43, I have Cabin in the Woods. Cool concept. I just didn't really like the people in it,
Yeah.
besides Chris Hemsworth. And the like main guy controlling shit was like a big actor. I can't remember his name. I've seen him in multiple other things, so I enjoyed seeing him again just because, yeah, I'm gonna look it up real quick.
Okay. Yeah, I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Richard Jenkins, he's the dad in Step Brothers, and he's Dahmer's dad in Dahmer. I enjoy him as an actor, so it was cool seeing him. I don't know. You said a lot of what I was thinking. It's a really cool concept. The
Yeah.
fucking the shit storm that was every elevator opening at once was
Yeah.
like probably the best part of the movie, honestly.
Absolute chaos for like the last 20 minutes of the movie.
And then fucking Thor just getting slapped by an invisible wall and
Yeah.
falling to his death. Kind of crazy. The ending was really annoying, to be honest. Like,
Yeah.
they had to pick between each other pretty much. And they're like, I'm so sorry. Like, I had to pick between one or the other. And yeah.
Like,
Okay,
okay.
dude. You're banned.
Yeah, dude,
I don't
nah.
know. A lot of people like Cabin in the Woods. I get it. I'm probably taking it too seriously. It is a horror comedy. That is what like it is described as,
Yeah.
but I just it was fine. So.
It's a movie I hadn't really heard of before this, and I feel like should be more mainstream for how like crazy but like low key it is.
Yeah.
I got Choose or Die. It's all right. I really like the visual effects of it when, especially when like the doors appeared in that one guy's house. It was like, oh, like this looks cool. I mostly appreciated it for its like originality in the plot, because I've never seen that before. I mean, you could tie it back to like, oh, they find this old item that summons this whole thing, but like just putting it into computer stuff, I feel
Yeah.
like could be easily avoided, and they just kind of went in their own hole. But yeah, it's solid. I enjoyed the human ragdoll fight, because it's like, oh Jesus, okay, yeah, this is gonna be weird.
Yeah.
I didn't really like the journey. The journey was kind of annoying. Like, oh, we gotta get a car. Let's go. We're on the road for.
Also, like the like romantic tension was miserable, to be
Yeah.
honest.
Yeah.
Like, clearly she didn't like him. He did. He died. She went, oh, maybe I did like him. But he was dead by the time she realized it, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, yeah, cool, I
It
guess.
was a classic, like, Netflix horror movie. Like,
Yeah, no,
they're
I agree.
definitely setting this up for a sequel, so.
Which I would be fine with. I would enjoy a sequel.
Yeah.
Obviously, it was 49th on my list, but it's not like
Yeah.
I had a good time watching it. All right. So, once again, 5 out of 10. My 42nd ranked movie, I have I See You, which I enjoyed for the most part. We're getting to the range of I enjoyed these movies. They're just not as good as the ones above them, pretty much. The twist was really good of the dad being the killer for
Yeah.
everything. I enjoyed that. Frogging, a new phrase I hadn't heard before that.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting. The POV changes were really cool, honestly. 'Cause you went from like, oh, there's just a fucking creeper in the house to, oh, it's two kids frogging.
Yeah.
And then you realize the main like initial bad guy is like one of the kids that he kidnapped a long ass time ago, and he just wants
Yeah.
revenge on him. Because there's like scenes where he's like pissing on him when he's sleeping. It's like, oh, that's kind of weird,
Yeah.
but like okay, like fair enough, I get it now. But it was fine. The mom really fucking pissed me off though. That was one of the low points for me. The mom was trash. She cheated. No explanation behind it, pretty
Yeah.
much. And you like feel really bad for the dad until you realize he's a fucking killer. So they're pretty much just both miserable people. And
Yeah.
the son, goated actor from the babysitter.
Yep.
So I enjoyed that little actor thing. Acting.
Acting.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't really have much to say about ICU, but it was solid. I'd give it a watch. Like, obviously, we're spoiling the movies, so like you won't really get the same thing out of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so
And Patrick Hockstetter from It is like the main character, the one of the main Froggers, which is nice to see him again.
Yeah.
I'll save most of my take for when it comes up. But yeah, this one, it was painful to put it this low, but I w there are like so many movies that I was like, man, I wish I could rate these all like the same thing, but like this just kept getting forced lower and lower, and it sucks because there's a very famous actor in it, especially as of recent. I'll give it like a 5.7, and it's The Babysitter Killer Queen. I guess my biggest gripe about it was B was only in it for like 2 minutes, and she was the main villain of the last one, which is like, I guess, not like overusing the same villain twice, but it was like, eh? Like, we knew she was gonna be there at some point, and then she just wasn't. And I like kind of saw the twist coming of the across the street neighbor being the like the new villain. It's like, yeah, that like that makes sense. This adds up. But I'll be very gentle with saying it's not the first movie. But Jenna Ortega is in it, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
She's got a really great character. She's a great actor. We all know this after Wednesday came out. But it's like showing
Some people just knew it before the Wednesday people
that.
that watched The Babysitter 2 before everyone
Yep,
else.
yep.
So,
I remember watching The Babysitter 2 like days after it came out because I was like, oh.
yeah, I'm pretty sure we watched it together
Yeah.
because we watched the first one together and we went, there's gonna be a second one.
Yeah. It was like these two movies are kind of like Diary of a Wimpy Kid, the horror movie.
Yeah, they're fun.
Yeah.
I obviously will keep most of mine to myself until I get to them,
Yeah,
but
yeah.
they're fun. They're a lot of fun. All right. And number 41, the last one of this video that we get to before part two. And this really hurt putting this low because I think the story is really great. I just didn't enjoy it as much as the 40 above it, I guess, which sounds stupid when I say it because it's like, how can you enjoy it so much if it's 41st on your 50 list?
Yeah.
But like, it has a lot of great elements to it. With a 5.2 out of 10, I have His House, a Netflix original movie.
Yeah.
It was a very cool concept. You felt really bad for this couple that, like, obviously, like, they were refugees, pretty much, from whatever country they were from.
Yeah.
And they got placed into a house, and they pretty much were on a budget with what the government gave them or
Yeah.
whatever. And pretty much the house had a life of its own, but it was pretty much just like skeletons in the closet of like their past, pretty much.
Yeah.
And obviously that drove them to insanity for the most part, and then obviously the big reveal of the big bad guy at the end, which was pretty crazy. It's just tough to rank it with the other ones because there's obviously a lot more important notes of this movie that, like, when I'm watching a horror movie, I want to be like scared. I want to have a good story. And this had a great story. I just feel like some of the like cultural things in it were like, I wish this was in a different movie, I guess. Because it made for a really good backstory. I think the part where the wife or girlfriend or whatever it was, that was the thing I was kind of confused about too, because obviously they seemed like a couple, but like I couldn't really tell. When she like ran away from the main guy and then like disappeared to her country with her people, that was weird. I didn't really understand what was going on. And then they obviously explained like they took someone else's daughter so they could leave pretty much, and that was their guilt the entire movie pretty much. But there's some scary scenes in it, like in the house when the kid was just in the crack of the house. I was like, oh, that was terrifying.
Get out of my walls.
It's a tough movie to rank. It's a tough movie to kind of explain. It's just one of those movies you have to watch to really understand. But I'm at 41. I wish I could have it higher. I just enjoyed the other ones more, so.
Yeah, I'll say this now about it and then talk about it when it comes up for me. The characters, like the conflicting character growth was like a huge thing for me with the I'll just say the wife trying to stick to like traditional like what they did, and then the husband like trying to growing in the direction of being more modern and like actually going out and hanging out with people. Like the whole silverware scene was big, especially there for their relationship. Like, oh, we eat with like silverware now instead of your hands, because that was, I know that's a huge thing. It's like, huh. But I'll save the rest of my take. But yeah.
It's a weird movie to talk about.
It
There's a
is.
lot to explain.
There's a lot to unpack with that movie. Let's see. I'll give this, I think I gave the last one a 5.7. 5.8. Another one I wish I could put higher. I have The Ritual. I really liked the evil thing from Norse mythology, like one of Loki's like weird descendants or something like that, which is a moose with like an upside down person attached to it, and because he's got like arms for like jaws or something like that. But it was kind of predictable halfway through. You're like, yeah, okay, there's gonna be some random tribe of people that no one has ever heard of. And the journey to them kind of annoyed me. Like with all the guys getting injured, it's like, oh, my leg, my baby, my. Like, yeah, okay. Yeah, you would complain
My
about
fucking
that.
teeth.
My dent toe, got no dent toe. But it was super eerie at the beginning when they find the house with a statue in it. It's like, it's like, ay, okay. And then all the personal conflicts, and then when they actually get to the town, while like 90% of them are dead, and then they take the one friend, you're like, you're just not worthy. You're just a sacrifice. It's like, but my favorite thing about the movie was the big moose thing, because it was like hard to wrap your brain around. It's like, oh God.
No.
So. The Ritual.
I'll get to what I have to say about that when I get to it. But yeah. Oh, that was part one
Part one.
of five. So, four more whole heater videos coming up.
How long was this?
1 hour and 6 minutes.
Okay. And that's only the bad ones.
Yeah, I kind of thought this video would go quicker since it was bad ones. So just buckle in.
Yeah.
We're only in the first fifth of this series.
Yeah.
We're excited to get these out. So let us know how you felt about our first part of our
We've
list.
been cooking this for almost 2 months.
No, we couldn't talk about any of the movies we watched for 2 months.
Yeah.
We'd get out of a movie and go, good night,
Yep.
because we couldn't
What's the
talk
next
about it.
one?
Yeah, let's figure out the next movie for tomorrow, and then we went to bed. Like, we just did not talk about any of it. So, keeping it true for the podcast.
Yep.
So, yeah, thank you guys for watching. I will probably post when part two will be out on the Instagram.
Go
So,
follow the
follow the
Instagram.
Instagram.
Follow the Instagram.
Yeah, I don't know. Thank you guys for watching and
See you in the next part.
subscribe if you haven't
Oh, yeah, there's
already.
that too.
Like the video.
Show us some support.
Like the fact that the Salty Boys are back.
We're back.
And who knows, maybe we'll have a normal podcast episode come out pretty soon. These videos are just gonna be about movies, so.
Yeah.
So, yep. Thank you guys for watching, and we'll see you in part two.
See ya.